Ladies and gentlemen, your old pal EZ with a few words about my latest and greatest partner, Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. My goodness. Prize Picks, what I love is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports, and all you do is pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Check this out. One. Caleb Williams passing yard gets you one win on Prize Picks every week in the month of September. That's right. Only 1 yard gets you an automatic win every football weekend in September. 4 weeks of free W's. Don't miss this deal on Prize Picks because it's gone when September ends. Now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. Also, good news, Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in most states, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy so that your lineups stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. If your player leaves in the first half and doesn't return, your picks are still alive. How about this for a lineup? Tyreek Hill for more than 90 receiving yards. Dak Prescott for more than 263 passing yards. Josh Allen for less than 240 passing yards. And CeeDee Lamb for more than 96 receiving yards. Then you watch, you root, you have fun. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code Eric Zane and get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's code Eric Zane, of course, on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game.
From a Midwest working man, they'll close the town when they see my name up on the market. That could be me.
Finally, he's found a place where he can't overstay his welcome. His house, as long as his wife doesn't get sick of him. Welcome to the Eric Zane Show podcast.
Well, this is a lot of podcasting for one day. Welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast, part two. The plan for today was I'm going to go ahead and record the first one, do our thing, and then we had a special bonus one with Gunner from Gunner and the Grizzly Boys. Get right up on that bad boy there.
Hey there, what's up? What's up, everybody? What's up, Eric Zane?
It's good to have you here, man. It's been too long.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
It's good to see you.
Did you ever join me on BBL? You were on via the phone, but did you come in person too?
I did. Yeah, right when we were promoting our last fall's show at the Intersection.
Good thing I really remember those heartfelt moments. Yeah.
It was a ball. You came down, got me in the fancy elevator, brought me into the fancy studio.
Yeah, it's all coming to me. It's all coming to me.
Yeah.
So the idea here was bring you on for kind of like a second half of the podcast, and then who knows where this is going to go. Gunner and I really have no plan, because usually when we get together, something funny always happens, something that's worth talking about. And you hadn't been here like maybe 1 minute before something already happened. Now, My sleeves are wet and filthy because, Gunner, you came walking in the door, and what did you see flash before your eyes?
The pug-looking dog. The pug-looking dog flew by my feet quicker than I could catch it.
Yep. And you witnessed firsthand something that you have heard me talk about before, Bruce taking off.
Bruce Springsteen?
Yeah, right. I wish he was that slow.
I thought it was going to be a 3-hour set.
Well, my God.
You chasing through your because neighbor's yards.
Gunner goes walking into the house, and I know that Bruce has taken off. Now, I say nothing to you. I just vanish.
Yeah.
And I go to the middle of my driveway, and Bruce is looking at me with that look that dogs do when they know they want to play.
You're sitting Indian style, like you're Matthew McConaughey playing the bongos. And is he going to zen this dog into
No, I was trying to give him the body language that I wasn't interested in him.
Oh, yeah. Come on over here.
And then Gunner comes. After about a minute of me not being around, I see him pick his tall face from around the corner. He's, hey, man, what are you doing? I go, yeah, hey, go tell Diane I need some help. Because I knew that there's no way one person can catch this dog. Impossible. If you have just one person, he's just going to evade you.
He's good at it. Oh, that's his game.
So I knew that with two, we can kind of like... And my only concern is that road, 42nd Street.
Yeah.
Because the cars will not see him, and he's going to get killed.
Yeah, you guys vanished. I was scared. I started hearing like, ah, it's all splattered on the road. Then I just saw you come out from the chicken coop.
Yeah, and then that's the neighbor, Schimmel, the guy who has the chickens that Bruce likes to chase the damn chickens
around.
Are
they used to this? Because it was kind of awkward, but you guys seem totally comfortable just chasing each other around. You and your wife, that is in your neighbor's yard.
Oh, I didn't feel good about it because I didn't actually see my neighbors peering out, but they've seen this before. This is entertaining for them to see us chasing the damn dog around. So that's going on. And then at one point he did get close to that damn road and I was freaking out. And so I got between him and the road, steered him back towards the chicken coop. Once he got to the chicken coop, I knew we had him. And then when I got him, man, relief. And then we carried his ass back. Gunner brought the Bush N.A., which is, I didn't realize you drank these too.
I'll slam some Bush N.A. with you.
Are you just doing that to make me feel good?
I drink them with my friends that are sober.
Okay, good.
They're stronger than I am.
Yeah. Okay, good.
And I try to strengthen myself, you know, while I'm hanging out.
Yeah, I needed it today. I wanted to have a Bush N.A., but I didn't have any. So for you,
I think we're gonna have a competition though. You think I brought all these for you?
I know it.
And we're gonna see who can drink the most of
What's
these.
What's remarkable about them is all they do is make you pee.
I'm gonna have to pee twice. But we have water bottles. We don't.
No, don't. Don't do it. Hey, how's your family?
Awesome.
People love hearing these aspects of you because when you started performing, you were just a bachelor.
Oh,
a bachelor farmer.
Yeah.
Definitely. And now your fans know you as that same Gunner, but with a family now.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about going from bachelor to family man. Please, I'd like to hear how this has been for you, because for some people, that's quite an adjustment, but you seem to have taken, it almost seems like you were born for this.
I don't think anyone's ready for parenthood, and that was fun. Then, it's good. I think it's been a lot of fun. I mean, the best thing to sum it up was...
they make you burp bad. Yeah, these make you burp really bad.
Got out of work and got to go barbecue some chicken, eat some dinner with my two growing boys, Storm and Sterling.
Oh, those are names that a country star would give to their kids.
They're two,
you know?
Yeah, two sons, 13 months apart. So like almost Irish twins.
Yep, yeah.
And I get to kiss their gorgeous,
what a doll.
Mom.
What a beautiful, beautiful
Sunny
lady.
Sunny Ray.
She is fantastic, man. Do you think she's watching you right now?
I hope she is.
Is she to a point now in your career where the showbiz aspect of this, like fans cheering for you, you doing videos, you doing a radio show, she's like, it's not that big of a deal anymore? I mean, because she was a fan before she... Well, actually, I take that back. She didn't know you, but she's seen you perform many, many times.
Yeah. Me playing music, I think, really helped me land such a girl, such a, like, Sunny.
Are you saying you had charm?
That helped my charm. Like, all the years of trying to play music and building this really fun thing with my friends, this band, kind of, I think, fooled her into thinking that I was cooler than I really am.
Uh-huh. Now, you were at a songwriting convention.
We were at a songwriting convention.
She was at a beach or at a party or something like that?
On a pier. Oh, yeah. I'm trying to think if I have some songs about this or not. In a dress.
Black dress, right? I remember you telling me about the black dress.
Stripe. Yeah. And saw her. And here we go. That was 2015. Engaged, 2016.
Now, when you walk up to a total stranger, which you did, correct? That's how this started.
Met through a friend, through but never okay. met her. Yeah, a stranger.
Okay, so it wasn't just you walked up and said, hey, how you doing? Because that seems like crazy.
I was introduced by a good friend of mine, Rusty Harmon, who was hanging out with Sonny.
Are you name dropping? Is that somebody that I should know?
He was the manager of Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yeah.
And then he helped us with Standard American, getting involved with Mud Digger, working at Average Joe's okay. for Colt Ford's label. And he's a really good music industry man to hang out with, especially down in Florida.
Okay.
Drink beer.
So it was like, hey, I gotta meet her.
And he's like, you gotta meet this girl, and he introduced me to her, and that was pretty much it. Like,
how long that interaction before you felt a vibe?
I think it was definitely the next morning. I remember we went to get coffee.
You and Sonny.
Me and Sonny.
So it's kind of like a morning date, right?
It was a morning date, beautiful little shop right off Duval Street, and I was like on a, like she was on a curb.
Time out.
I was on the street.
Did you spend the night in separate hotel rooms prior to
this? So her eyes and mouth were closer to mine because she was on a, and she's tall, she's, you know, and, but right there, and I asked for a kiss, and I got a kiss.
Okay.
And that was a really
wow
impressive moment.
All right.
And then took her fishing.
Okay.
That whole day.
That's what country artists do. They do things like gigging frogs and fishing and mudding and shit like that, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So then to like today where I just, you know, can come home to this beautiful home that she has decorated, created, helped build. Me kind of eating. Well, we had the two kids in Nashville. Now we're back up to Michigan.
Right.
And got just as much, if not more, than what I bargained for when I would say, oh man, this half acre is, although it was in a beautiful part of Nashville, it's like pretty expensive. We could get so much in Michigan for this. And we ended up getting four gigantic barns and 10 acres of farmland, primo farmland, 120, 30-year-old house. And now we're putting it all back together. And
okay.
Knocking silos down. And check us out on Son of a Gun.
On your farm Instagram. You're talking about?
We knocked a silo down. Well, I had some
I didn't know
friends,
that. Okay.
Some Amish friends knock it down.
Okay. So yep. you're like refurbishing the family farm? Or is this a new farm?
This is actually, it's not part of my family. It's called the Stockhill Farm. And they go to our church, and it's another family in the town.
Okay.
You know, the lady across the road who lives on, they like spent their first 5 years in marriage there at that house. She was like our school secretary all growing up and stuff, but it's near the family farm and it's closer to where we pack our apples and where Niblaud Orchards is. But okay. It's a brand new undertaking. It's 10 acres of new ground with a 200 foot long 1952 dairy barn that we're hoping to make something sweet out of, because like a roller rink upstairs, and like a, you're like inside a wine barrel, which is the only way I could describe it.
Okay.
The rafters are just laminated beam.
So when I visited you that one time, this has nothing to do with that.
That was like always the dream, the big farm, the home farm. We call that 4 Mile. The band was started there. There's a lot of music videos there. Cowgirls Make Some Noise. Country My Whole Life was filmed in that house. A lot of police have showed up at that house. A lot of crazy people showed up at that.
Do you ever like really cut loose like that? I mean, because back in the day, I mean, those types of parties and things, that could never happen again, right?
Not like we had. No. Not like we had even before the band. We were really, we like went hard, huge party, like band rocking out, or like us just jamming with friends. To like the next weekend, it was huge. The next weekend, too big, like shit's going crazy. Cops knock on the door. Luckily, they were like pretty cool.
Okay.
And we were always pretty decent after that. After that, it was like, ah, what's up? Like, we're making a video. Everyone come over, but like, go home, you know? And then like one, I'd burn a trailer one time in the news and the The news showed up. Wait, the fire department. But I was just trying to get rid of it. It was on the farm and not in the way.
So you burned the trailer, huh?
I burned like the parts I could burn. I took the rest, you know, scrapped it and threw away what I needed to and tried burning the rest. And but we made, you know, WZZM's right by there. So they often get to see either the cool
okay.
parts of the farm.
All right. So now... when you were in Nashville, you were writing songs, you're doing your thing. Where are you now musically? Because we know about what's going on personally. We know now a husband, two kids, you've got a new piece of property. But you're away from the place where most of the music in your industry is made. How does that, I mean, is that good, bad? I mean, what's going on?
I'm closer to the Grizzly Boys and my friends.
Uh-huh.
And that has... like helped out with touring a little bit, and it should help out with recording. We've been recording a little bit at Chris's house, but we need two more. So we're hoping to have like one or two songs before this May to go to that same songwriters festival where Sonny and I met. Cause we're on the stage, we're on the t-shirt. It's 2 years in a row now.
Wow.
We're like part of the bill. But the music is going to benefit. We just haven't recorded it yet.
Well, you guys all have jobs. I mean, it's not like, you know.
Yeah, Chris had a baby too.
And and you're
which
all,
is awesome.
I mean, that's it's not easy balancing family, jobs, and kids, and oh my God.
But Chris put together a super badass Christmas album called Christmas at Critters and did a show at the Pyramid Scheme, and he recorded it in like 3 months with a lot of our friend musicians in Grand Rapids. And I believe, like, all of that sounded great. And with our ideas flowing as us together in, like, a safe place, like his house,
safe place.
Well, I just mean, like, somewhere where we're not, like, dang, this is, like, $2,000. Like, you know, we just spent, like, $2,000 a time, like, for you to play the same guitar lick, like, 65 times in a row. And, like, us to record more live, I think our music's going to progress really, really well if we can just kind of turn this machine forward, like, show you guys something we recorded next week. You know, be like, hey, Eric, here's the new one we just recorded.
Right.
And get it on Spotify and let people just kind of listen and wait for the next one to happen sooner than
later. You know, the way the industry is, I think that if every artist just from the start gave up on the idea of getting played on the radio, I think they'd be a lot better off. Honestly. I think that to me nowadays, it's like build on the fan base.
Yeah.
And one at a time it and just and somehow maybe if you had your own platform you could put your music out and people could pay for it that way.
Another beer.
Oh yeah, sure. Sorry, I should have kept these closer to you.
I'm gonna slam them.
You drink? I can't believe how fast you drink these things.
They're colder now. The salt worked. It's working.
Gunner says to me when we're putting the ice in the cooler.
Listen to them crack. They're cracking good now. They're cold. They were in the refrigerator when
I bought. You mean to tell me that they crack louder when they're cold?
Woo! Do you hear that? You should record back. Okay. Use that in a song.
Whoa!
Oh, yeah. Yeah, see? Yeah, and you, that's beefy. Eric, you have a pretty beefy microphone.
So this is yours. Yours again. Same one.
It sounds pretty good when you do these live videos. Whenever I'm watching, it's always
you
right there.
Believe how cheap these mics are.
Working out well.
$150. The RE20s are like $550, and I said I'll take the cheap ones, and they worked out.
My new goal with radio, because I will never give up on radio, ever, like as trying to make it in like music, but I know it's a long road. I have our manager. His main, like, the biggest benefit he has is he works in radio. But he gets paid a lot of money by larger artists.
Is that Conrad?
And still doesn't get on. Our manager, Joe Schuld. And he, you know, like, Uncle Cracker's paying him probably, like, 20 to, like, 40 grand a month.
And he's in radio, company. You said?
And he goes to, like, radio stations to try to get them to play the music.
Okay.
And it's so hard to work, to get it in and get it on. But the fan thing is how you get one by one fan.
Yep.
See how they work. Hey, if there was a benefit to those jackasses firing all of you at W whatever, who There was a benefit. We got the Q now. Have you listened to Q94.5?
I've heard bits and pieces of it. Do you like it?
It's good.
Is it really?
It's good.
I haven't heard any artists that I recognize, so it doesn't seem like it's targeted towards me. But
Mumford and Sons.
You like, that's your style of music.
All the real. This is feel good music.
Well, good.
Like,
I'm glad you like it.
A little better than dentist chair music. And they're taking local artists, so I think
they are.
My big idea is they're going to respond to our song Good Rhythm, because our album that didn't do so well with country radio and was our most expensive album, and maybe like this alternative station could pick it up.
Do they actually play local artists?
Well, they have this thing called like Beer City Brew Tracks, and you got to go submit and be like, hey, you should really try to play my friend Gunner and the Grizzly Boys. He's a local guy. He's a douchebag.
First thing you got to do is do not associate yourself with me. Because that would
not
help your cause.
I mean, it'll work. It doesn't work for me being a local thing. I can't get on local radio.
Then you got to just distance yourself from your old buddy Eric when it comes
like
to dealing with these people, man. Yeah, I don't think they're going to be too receptive.
I think that was, but that's only the station I've been listening to in my car when I drive around.
That's good.
And I hope that they play our music, because we are a local band. And sometimes people forget that around here, especially in the radio.
Gunner. It went from the whole, in case people don't know, the way this dynamic started. We had this old bit that we did back with my Free Beer Boys. And we would play music from artists and then like roast it. So Gunner came in at about the same time that the folks from Waylon came in. Same day, in fact.
Oh, yeah. We booted them bitches out. They bought you breakfast.
Yeah, and you brought me
apples.
Dude,
I'm booked. Get the hell out of here, man.
He brought apples, and his grandma made a pie. It was great. So off we went on being friends, and then it kind of blossomed. And you know, people have grown with your music. Your fans have.
Do you remember the first day we were on the radio? We stayed there from like 5 in the morning until 10. There was a fire drill. You guys had to evacuate.
You were there for
the
fire drill? Oh,
yeah.
God.
A fire drill. And I think you even smoked a cigarette, Eric.
Oh, probably.
You know, cool.
Back in the day, yeah. I was like, oh, yeah. Yeah, taking a break from radio. Yeah.
But you guys were all like, wow, we're not.
I'm going to run a marathon.
You were not. You were running marathons.
Do you remember on the Riverbank Run when you saw me sitting on the side of the road?
Yes. Yes. I was chasing you the whole time. And then I felt bad when you were like injured.
I just gave up. I was sick. I was recovering from illness, and I didn't want to run anymore. And then there you went, chugging along.
I should have gave up on that.
That's
was
tough
pain.
Oh God!
But I don't like the people that say they ran the Riverbank Run and they did the 5K or the lower one. Like that's you didn't run the Riverbank.
You didn't run.
You didn't work all month or year since a new year to run the 5K. Riverbank Run. You got to do the whole thing.
Yeah, you know, it's all under the umbrella, but I like the people. I like seeing the ones that are really like doing it, and they're, you know, maybe 100 pounds overweight and still making it through. It was like, yeah.
If I went back, that'd be about me. That'd be rough. I mean, not 100 pounds, but at least 40 pounds.
So. Some people, they start their training at the Riverbank Run. That's the first thing they do, and it's like, oh, boy. We had a guy on here the other day. Did you hear the interview with Carlos, the guy who lost like 400 pounds?
I've seen the photos from your posts and stuff.
Crazy, man. Yeah, now he's running like marathons.
The last one I watched of you was The Dog, the new addition to the Zane family.
Yeah, that is Benny, the one-eyed wonder dog, which Gunner met. And Benny is very protective. I haven't heard him act like he was.
But he warmed up. He warmed up quick. He warmed up real quick. He was, I think he's, was that Madison?
That was Madison, right.
Protective of Madison and his new beautiful home that he's found
here.
Oh,
yeah. There is no chance. No chance.
You're still taking people to rescue this.
I would. I don't know if there'll be many takers.
The butthole, though. The big
the dog's butthole is enormous. I got to get a photo of this butthole.
The black balls.
It's like this wide. It's like that. It's that wide. I mean, you can see the grooves.
This, the abuse, you know, losing the eye, the one-eyed wonder dog.
Oh, yeah. The dog has...
front and back.
He has seen some rough days, so he is...
he looked like he got in a couple cat fights or real dog fights.
I think he was a bait dog. He had to be a bait dog. You know what those are?
But he's not old. He's not
mangy. You know what a bait dog is, right, don't you?
No.
It's in dog fighting, to get the dogs wound up,
yeah,
they have, I think this is right, they use a bait dog to, and they don't last very long. They're not suited for that line of work, if you will. So I think some bad things happened to Benny in the past. So now, as we get more attached to him, he's getting more attached to us. Gunner walks in the room and the dog's ready to bite him.
Run away. One runs away. The other one.
It's like one thing after another in this house.
No, I brought a dog home for Sunny the other day. It looked just like her old dog that's never going to die. Sunny and Cher, actually.
Okay.
So I got an awesome wife with like this dog that shits in the house every day, pukes, eats everything, has the worst breath you'll ever smell in your life. Just like lets the poop just run down its back. Like, so you just,
do you have to wipe the dog's butt?
I've bathed it as much as I can. I assume that it's in the end of its life,
yeah,
but it's not.
You better
it's
be careful. Don't say anything bad. Sonny might be watching this.
I hope you're watching, baby. I'm going to take care of Sharon, and then I'm going to take care of you.
Are you the
just as well?
Are you a hillbilly who like euthanizes his own dog? Is that what you do?
I am the hillbilly who just like cuts its own dog's hair, and it looks butch as F. Like the dog looks, it should be abused. My dog right now is actually pretty cute, but I was like, enough. There's poop everywhere. I need to clean. Like, and I just cut all her hair off with scissors in no form or like. And manner,
that,
no
hair. Are you cutting around the butthole so that
everywhere I can
the poop doesn't stick on the long hair?
Yeah,
is like, that what you're doing here?
And what's that called? Where you have to finger it a little bit? You have to express it?
Oh, you have to.
I don't know how yet.
Express the anal glands.
I need a proper lesson, but she could use that.
You have to do that yourself? You do that?
I mean, I would. I'm a hit. I'll. You got to save your money. That stuff's like $80
to express those. Yeah.
$120 down in Nashville.
They're supposed to express themselves when the dog takes a dump.
Maybe that.
But
maybe
sometimes it doesn't work and you have to do it manually, but you're supposed to use your tongue.
I'm not doing that. I just cut around it until it falls out or something.
All right. So when can we see you again perform? You got anything in the works?
We have a really cool concert in Grand Rapids, and it's July 20th or 21st. One of those.
Is it at the Stash intersection?
It's in East Town between a Mexican restaurant and another restaurant called The Garage.
It's between two restaurants, you say?
In the parking lot. Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be good. And we have all the way until July 20th or 21st, which day, you know, might be empty.
So
one
this
day.
Is a midsummer East Town between two restaurants, Gunner and the Grizzly Boys parking lot fiesta.
Yeah, it's like a weekend and we're going to be in town and it's going to be huge. Because,
okay.
I would look up my tour dates on my own website, but my phone's not working.
I can do it.
Or my Facebook. But that is the only one around here that I know of. Of course, we're in northern Michigan. Beautiful Irons, Michigan.
Is that UP?
It's the Irons Flea Roast. And that's up off of M37 and like Highway 10.
Okay.
And
I'm saying the UP. I'm not even close.
We're close, though. In September, we'll be up to Posen. And that's like all the way up to here.
There are towns you're saying. Both those towns, I couldn't tell you where
Posen
those are. I've lived in Michigan
Festival.
For 50 years, and I don't even know.
Posen Potato Festival has actually booked us for like 10 years now, 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
And so they've known us. They've stuck with us through the beginning. Like we got a bunch of bad letters there one time because it was a square dancing place, and we, of course, are like a Get Blacked Out band.
Yeah.
And so some of the old farts did not like us.
Oh, they didn't. Okay.
But it's a big function, and eventually, here we are. We're back, like 5, 6 years later. Redemption.
Have you ever been like on stage or at a show, maybe at the Potato Fest or whatever it was? What did you say it was called?
the Poles and Potato Festival, and where they like, polka and play the
and like a 65-year-old lady tried to take you home or anything.
Home?
Yeah, I imagine you seem like the type of guy that would be very attractive to, like.
Addicts, yeah, sleeping in attics. I did wake up in an attic after posing one time. That was probably the best place I woke up.
By the way, that all seems very unflattering to your wife that I said that you seem would be like you'd be attractive to old women. So,
Bachelor me might have.
Right, you're a different man.
I have a lot higher standards.
Right,
now.
Well, you don't need to. I mean, your standards are as high as they possibly could be. With her, she's absolutely a knockout.
You gotta check her out. You keep talking about her, son of a gun, and whatever Instagram. I'm not really good at Instagram.
Wait a minute.
But she's got.
Are you directing people to her Instagram right now?
We have an Instagram called Son of a Gun. Get it, Sonny and Gunner, and like I have a popular song called Son of a Bitch. So Son of a Gun. But
I can't look at it right now, but I got to.
No, but the tour dates, I want to know when the actual one in Grand Rapids is.
I will. I'm going to look at it in a second, but do you like people to check out your wife? Is that what you're...
What?
I mean, do you like it when people like look at your wife and like, oh my God, she's hot as hell?
I don't think so. Maybe I shouldn't like talk about it being so hot all the time. I don't think I like that. I'm not...
Yeah, I was going to say.
No.
I mean,
do you like people... I mean, no.
No, I wouldn't like that. If people said to me, man, your wife's so hot, I'd be like, yeah, you know, just shut up. It's, you know...
And that's the same thing, too. Like, it's my kids on there and stuff, like on the Instagram and whatnot.
Okay.
Like, I don't want them checking out them either. Like,
okay, so you're...
Don't even...
So forget it now. We're not going to repeat that
not
anymore.
Unless I, have something cool to do, knock more silos or... I don't know.
Do you have the Instagram video of the silo coming down that you ripped down?
I think it's on my Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, June 28th in Irons.
June 28th. The July 20th or 21st one in Grand Rapids. Is
there you go.
There? What is it?
July 20th, Grand Rapids. It says the Garage Bar.
The Garage Bar.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what you said. So
the Garage Bar and like Mexo or something. It's two restaurants.
All you need to remember
is
Garage Bar.
Parking lot.
This is what you do. You go to gunnertunes.com, GunnarTunes, gunnertunes.com.
Well, you can make fun of that's a bad name too, huh?
What is that?
That's worse than Son of a Gun?
No, that's good. I mean, Son of a Gun is fine, I guess. It's just a little corny.
GunnarTunes, like iTunes.
Mm-hmm. Boy, you know, you're really like crisscrossing the U.S. because, you know, Irons... In June, July 20th, Grand Rapids. July 25th, you got to go all the way to Utah. Oh, my God.
Tool, Utah. No one can say that name right. Tool, Utah. And it's dope.
Because it's T-O-O-E-L-E, Tool.
Yeah, if you want to take a cool vacation and you're listening and you don't live there, you should go watch us. We're playing
is that
the
Southern Utah
stage.
Or is it near Salt Lake?
It's
or?
Like 60 minutes from Salt Lake.
Okay.
Like... Yeah, just down the road.
I highly recommend Utah. A visit there. Oh. It is one of the most, it's like a great kept secret. No one says that. It's one of the best kept secrets, Utah. Awesome.
Beautiful city.
And you're back in August to the Taj Mahal Rib Fest in Gladwin. Holy crap. I remember the...
Where's Gladwin?
Gladwin is near like Harrison, Standish... area
on the east side,
north of Bay City, north west of Bay City.
Is that where you hung out?
I lived in Midland, which isn't far from Gladwin.
Yeah.
Yep. And then off you go. I see that Pose and Potato Festival on September 7th. Oh my God! So you're busy.
In Colorado, a lot of Colorado. We're going back there soon.
Fort Collins.
Yeah, that was the smartest thing we ever did was. Focus out west because we did a lot of driving to Iowa and other awesome states like Wisconsin and Illinois and Minnesota and finding these places to play, but they're always pretty far. But then like now it's been 3 years of just flying out, taking the time to go to Colorado, go to Utah, go to Arizona, and we're getting booked back there again.
So does someone book it for you or do you have to get on the phone and call and say, hey, we're good, check this out?
Utah,
I mean, how does it?
Yeah, Utah, we got a break, and we played a big festival there. And then this year, we called up, like, hey, can we play? They're like, yeah, maybe. Like, oh, we really want to play. Like, please let us play. Yeah, you guys were awesome. Thanks. like, all right, like, you can pay us half. Like, we'll play. Oh, come on, man. Okay. And then they're like, all right, you guys can play the campground stage, which is, like, cool because it'll be an after party and it'll be a big show. And I think it's another time for us to, like, seize our moment there. Like, we were blessed with the opportunity to play the main stage there last year. And now we're kind of like a local grassroots approach. Now we're kind of playing more of the hometown stage after the show.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm excited for the opportunity just to see the same fans again, let them know we're here, and hopefully they tune into more music or recording.
You do it all. You write, you perform. What is easier for you, performing or writing?
I think performing's easier.
Is it because a lot of the times when you're writing, it's the genesis of a song.
Writing is repetition. I think the best I've ever written or the best I write is when I write a song, and then the next day I write another song, and the next day I write a better song or a dumber song, and then all of a sudden you look back and you have a bunch of songs. But if you're not doing that, I don't just write a song every day. And so not writing as many songs, you wait around, you think you're bad. Someone asks you what's easier, and it's hard right now.
Right.
I'm not like 2 days out of writing two songs in a row. I'm still writing off of like two songs in a row, like last November.
So
I still think it's sweet.
Is it when you get out of the routine, then it's hard to write a song, but once you write one or two, it's like you have momentum and it's just everything.
So.
It's your all those synapses in your brain are firing. It's easier to put pen to paper.
I think so. Or you might remember or not take for granted what you're thinking of at the time and actually write the song.
Uh-huh.
But it's never... I wish I could write a better song. You know, I want to write a good song.
Do you ever write songs when you're pissed off? Like
mad.
Like I'm mad.
Yeah. Yeah. Not like mad at people. I don't know. It's more like mad at things and stuff.
Uh huh.
But yeah, I should probably write like an angry song.
I can't picture you angry, man. I've never seen that.
Yeah, we get a little wild.
All right. Now, this is what I'd like to do, because we still have to do the Patreon.
Yes.
Do you want to sing one here and then take it over to Patreon and sing more?
Yeah, sure.
Is that cool?
Yeah.
Can you help? Can I help you sing on Patreon?
Yeah. We should do
some covers.
We should do some covers. We should do some, like, write a song, like, little intro thing so you can put it into wherever you need to put it. And I would say, like, that's what I'm amazed at you by, is you come out here and you write a song every day.
Oh,
like, you
God.
Put on a show every
come
day.
On.
And you don't stop. I've been watching close. I mean, maybe not every day, but
okay.
as close as
well,
I
thank
can.
You.
And especially in the beginning, because it's like,
Boy. Struggle bus.
And, like, you're like... You like could have got the easy like cushion job over like selling RVs.
Oh,
and you're
boy.
So good
thank
at it.
Thank you. Thank you.
And you stuck to it.
Thank
you. Got,
you.
Everyone got behind our friend Eric Zane. They're
good folks. They've been very very
behind
helpful.
You, and you're putting it on every day. And I don't know how anybody can do that.
Well, you know, honestly,
people can't.
I couldn't do it without all of them, because every day I get all sorts of leads on stories, you know. And honestly, what it takes is when the world unfolds before you, all I have to do is, can I angle that in? There's those stories, and then it's a mix of those and personal stories, chasing dogs around the neighborhood. You gotta sell it, make it somewhat interesting. And for some reason, people buy this shit. I have no idea why, but it works.
Buy it up.
It works. So, all right.
We need some good content for what your people pay for, what all of us is able
I haven't given them any yet.
I need to write like, we need to like share some like the unrecordable songs
okay.
and stuff.
Yeah.
But you might not let me back in here.
No, it's okay. You can, it's the floor is yours. Do you want to sing right now? Is there anything in mind that you want to sing for us right now that we could do?
Yeah. What do you want to sing?
I don't know. I mean, what can you? I don't know what you can pull off with just an acoustic guitar.
I want to sing the song that we're closest to finishing.
So this isn't even done.
This isn't even done, although it's been written for a while. But we've put it together at Critters, and we're just trying to get it good enough for you guys to hear it. Show your friends.
All right, I'm gonna try to mix this as best I can. I hope. Here we go.
Be the
Gunner.
You were the first I ever saw. Made my knees weak and tightened my jaw. Fresh out of school, fresh out of love. Scared to commit cause you wasn't enough. I fell hard, but I never went for the heart. I just showed up with a song and a guitar. I should have confessed, I could have professed. Now you're so gone and I'm in a mess. That's why I think I know crazy. I think I'm insane. I think it's that little bit of you living inside my brain. And the tears, girl, fall down like rain. Fly like an angel. Fly away from the flame. And you and me snuck out in my car. I showed you the country, completely stole your heart. With a pasture of cows, pigs in the barn. Who knew campus went out this far? Running from cops, breaking the law. Now I'm fucked up and feeling alone. I texted you once, I texted you twice. Took some moonshine, but I finally got it right. Now you second guess, I guess I should have professed. Now you're so gone and I'm in a mess. That's why I think I know crazy, I think I'm insane. I think it's that little bit of you living inside my brain. And the tears, girl, fall down like rain. Fly like an angel. Fly away from the flame. Would you show up if I asked you out? I'd make arrangements, I wouldn't let you down. Just to sit and talk, to hear me out. Sometimes I get lost in what I want around. I'll call you once, I'll call you twice. I hear your ring, then I get to hear your voice saying, give me your name. Today God bless. I just hang up cause I'm searching for my breath. I should have confessed, I guess I could have professed. Now you're so gone and I'm in a mess. And that's why I think I know crazy. I think I'm insane. I think it's that little bit of you living inside my brain. And the tears, girl, fall down like rain. Fly like an angel. Fly away from the flame. Fly away from the flame. Fly away from the flame. Fly away from the flame.
Did you say that's not done?
We gotta record it. We know the whole song.
Okay,
we've blown our minds live in podunk bars in Wisconsin. Like, guys, we're just gonna play it. Oh, we don't know it, Rob. Oh, we don't know how to play it. Oh, we don't know, man. All right, just play it anyway. Screw it. And it, like, we look at each other afterwards, and we're like, I'm like crying. We got like chills. We're like, what the hell's happening?
I love it. I love the freaking song.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, my God. It was fantastic. The audience loves it, too.
Oh, good.
I got a lot of people. The comments are just rolling in. Oh, I love it. I need this song. I love it. So, it sounded good, man. The guitar sounded fat as hell.
You got a good setup here.
Holy shit.
How many more of your loyal bands have you had in here
You're
lately?
The first. You're the first person to play an instrument in here.
I want to fucking monopoly on this Ari Zane show. I'm serious.
I know
you can show up.
That was the miking on that guitar was like, I was really impressed with how that sounded.
We should have made fun of Wayland more as a band. We tried to like start this feud with them bitches, and then they didn't take it well. We toilet papered them, and then they freaked out, thought that was too much. And then Joe Rude, ex-member of the Grizzly Boys, made fun of Mitch's wallet chain. It's been over since. But I remember, like, Dean was still cool. Hey, man, it's cool. Tyler, he's cool. And, like, I just only want to bring up your name and talk shit about you, Phil, and Mitch. As we destroyed your hometown show, Mitch, in somewhere Indiana, where Joe also got blacked out drunk, spit on Shane, broke like trash barrels, and we like hung from the rafters and puked on stage. Brother.
Good times.
We were like rolling together, and then they got, you know, they're huge. We're still like kind of degenerates, but Mitch, Phil, yeah, fuck you guys. I'm just trying to get a reaction.
Is that it? To fuck you guys.
I think they're cool.
I love
but
that.
But then we'd make fun of you a lot, too, because you got to make fun of other bands, you know.
Yep.
Yeah, so I'm just going to make fun of you to your face right now. I hope you see this.
Okay. And all right, for the record, I am not.
No. I love them. Is there any other bands that I want to say? Oh, Joe Bockheim? Yeah, you're a fucking weirdo, dude. All right, so like Ben's always like jizzing on all your music, you know, because you guys went to school together. But Joe Bockheim, you don't even know, man. And
I like Bockheim. I think he's great. Yeah.
No, screw that dude, man. Dude, this is Joe Bockheim, man. All right, so the legal immigrants. I mean,
yeah,
it's a proper name, you know. There's different member every time you're there, you know. You're wondering what the hell.
Wow.
No, but they've been sticking it together solid.
But
who else can we? Oh, and then Stefan. Like, if you sang well, then your band would be good.
Who is this?
Stefan is the leader of Melophobics.
Okay, bands, I don't know. I have to check him out.
His whole band's incredible.
Yeah.
Like, dude, they play the horn. They do all this great stuff, but then he comes in and this guy's got the most beautiful voice, biggest range, can sing in multiple language, and he like puts on like a reggae, like I love you, Stefan, but I'm gonna give you some shit right now, because your band is awesome and your songs are better than your band. Sorry, band, but I'm giving you shit too.
That's weird, because you're kind of,
but you're singing, these are my friends.
Okay,
like Mitch and, like Mitch and Phil,
this is how you give people shit.
I don't know. We'll see.
So we're going to see if anybody, you know, if this comes back to people. It usually takes people a little while to catch up to the podcast. But, I mean, once they get these messages, somebody's going to talk. Somebody's going to spread a rumor and then say, hey, this is all good. This is good for me. This is good for you.
I caught like the episodes where you were like, Ben, I'll kick your ass, man. You want to go at it?
But I was
lost and did not have the time to dig. I tried digging through like, what happened? Oh, now I gotta listen to his shit. Now I listen.
Oh, it was bad.
But
it was so bad.
That's too bad.
Yeah, it was. It was.
What the hell happened?
I still don't know. The dude. It's weird because when we
had such a good career, what happened charisma, was, what would either of you have
ultimately
bad to say about each
other? I had nothing bad to say about him, because when we got into a fight in October, we had fixed it, and everything, it was water under the bridge, and everything was fine.
Fight, like
no, we got an argument. Yeah, I yelled at him because he ripped down the audience that one time. You remember that incident?
Yeah, I remember talking
about
it.
I was like, dude, okay, that's horseshit. And then I lit into him, sent him home. They didn't like that. They suspended me for that. And then it comes to pass that we fix it, we get back to work, all is well. No, it's not, apparently, because then after we get fired, I'm sitting here minding my own business, trying to do stupid videos for $5 a month, and he does this this huge contextless attack about me,
dude.
And it was like all over the place. And I'm like, wait, where did this come from? Why are you doing this? And he says, well, I needed to, I have to tell the world about you so I can get a fresh start. And I'm like, how does that help you though?
That would suck.
What? Why?
That would suck.
Like I thought we had ended the that dust up. Why would you go down this road?
Yeah. And
how does it improve your scenario?
Or losing Joe Rude was hard, or like not being in a band with him, not being in a band with Shane, a couple members we've lost, is hard. But like to be, like,
oh yeah,
for someone to talk crap about you afterwards, well, I'm like, that hasn't really happened, and that would suck.
And then he threw in all these variables of that is just actual works of fiction, lies, actual lies about what went down between us. And you see, the thing about Ben is if you're doing something that I don't like you to do, and I raise an eyebrow or say, hey, knock it off, to you, you just go, all right. But to him, it's like I went and killed his dog.
You guys
were he's that guy. That guy.
Well, you're really lean. You're like kind of holding him up a lot of times, like
and
giving him life support.
Oh, I love the guy, and you know the reason why I wanted Ben on that show.
How crazy
is because how
let's all get it going again.
I loved that guy because, and I wanted him on that show because people liked him. To me, that was the key. That's all that mattered. I could live with any other shortcomings. It didn't matter. All that mattered to me was, do people like you? And they did.
Yeah.
And so that was a quality that I was like, great. But at the same time, if you fuck up, I'm going to tell you to get your head out of your ass. And I'm not going to dance around that topic. I'm going to say, hey, that sucks. Stop.
Yeah.
And then that's it. And then you move on. Dude could not move on. Could never move on. It was always, they were always
I'm
stacking
I'm going to pay money
up.
For Julius, Ben, and you to have a beer together.
Oh, God, no.
And then,
no, that ship has sailed. Not interested.
But you guys did not make, it so everyone at this entire three, four stations, whatever shook the world that day, you didn't make that happen. Like Ben being mad at you or thinking less, you guys didn't make that station like stop working. You're not the reason why you're all fired.
No, I think that
he knows that, right? Like you guys.
I would hope. I mean, they changed the format,
it's
and
just
we're
the
both
way the radio
and we're
works.
Both not there.
You're both
so
just like gone, but everyone like kind of just goes.
Yeah,
that happens
I mean,
all the time.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's ultimately happens all the time in radio. Where
yeah,
they, you know, they go in a different direction, and the sports thing wasn't cutting it. I was always worried about it was a huge signal. It's a 50,000-watt signal. Underperforming radio station, you got to put something on there. In fact, when Bruce fired me, I was like, dude, I get it. I totally get it. It's fine. And I have no ill will towards anybody. I left that place with zero ill will towards a soul there. So when Ben came in from the back of the room with this slobber knocker, oh boy.
I'm going to play a song about departing with Ben. This is a song I wrote when Shane quit playing it. Well, we both, I mean, there's just stupid things that like, hopefully you can fix things with your friends, but if you can't, you still mourn their loss. This one's for you, Shane. When you were with me, what made all the misery was I ain't who I was. The promise I can't keep to follow a big dream where we'd reach for the stars. Now I'm on trial. For wasting your life, I'm well aware the reasons why. I gotta get up, go to my job, pay what I owe, find who to rob. I gotta get clean, stop chasing a scene, fix up a home and leave what's between. You and me, I'm giving up. This is the sound of what wasn't enough. Sad one. When we were younger, what fueled the hunger was so easy to fill. Now that we're older, what sits on our shoulders just too heavy to hold. Now I'm on trial, wasting my life, and I'm well aware the reasons why. I gotta get up, go to my job, pay what I owe, find who to rob. I gotta get clean, stop chasing the scene, fix up a home. I'm giving up, this is the sound of what wasn't enough. I love you, Mitch, and from Wayland. You're gonna make it. And all our lost band members.
That took a turn.
Except the legal immigrants, you're always replacements. I hope we all have fun and hang out at our next show together.
They're going to kill you, man. I got to have those guys in now as a rebuttal.
The Grand Rapids music scene better get around you.
You know, the this is a great idea. This is working out tremendously. Right. How much fun is this?
Too much fun. We're giving them too much for free right now. Okay. We got to stop this. We got to record some.
Yeah, well, we're going to be here all night otherwise. So
I know.
This is what we're going to do. We will wrap this up. Sorry, that was loud. Wrap it up, and we'll see you on Patreon. This is what you do. You go to Patreon through ericzaneshow.com. Just click on Patreon, and I don't care. Just plop down $5, $10. You'll be able to see it. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. We'll do more in just a few minutes, so join us on the other side for that.
Making all this music from a Midwest working man. They'll close the town.